January is a time of year when a lot of people seem to be cutting down on some things, boosting on others. I know dry January is a very popular thing that people tend to do for this month. Another one, which has become increasingly popular over the past few years, is Veganuary, when you eat a vegan diet for the whole month of January. Now, I tried this once, actually, a couple of years ago, and it was okay, it was all right. But I do not have the level of expertise that Lizzie McKellen from the Stray FM News team has. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello.
Now, you have all the vegan knowledge because you are a vegan.
I am.
So yeah. How did that start? How long have you been one, and why did you go down that road?
So I was a veggie for many years, many, mm-hmm. many years, since being a little girl. And mainly because I copied my sister, to be honest with you. And then my husband and I started watching Netflix documentaries. And I will be honest with you, it wasn't really... I know I can't stand abuses against animals, but to be honest, it was more the health documentaries that we were watching.
Okay.
About the sort of health benefits of being a vegan and staying away from dairy. But my vegetarianism does also come from a place of harm for animals. I hate seeing that. And I know that the kind of milk and dairy industry is really bad for cows, and so that was the decision, really. So initially health, but also I am, you know, really into animal rights as well.
I know there's also the environmental factor as well, because I think from people I've spoken to,
yeah.
There's also the how many litres of meat and acres of food does it take to raise one cow versus actually one plate of vegetables.
Exactly. I think there's a statistic that the kind of meat industry and the dairy industry is the biggest carbon emitting process on the planet.
Yes.
So in that sense, it is actually really good for the planet as well not to eat meat.
And of course, one of the biggest challenges must be, what do you eat? That sounds really simple, but there are lots of things that in an omnivore diet that we would be eating, such as eggs, such as milk, obviously meat, cheese, chocolate, even alcohol. Have you got some kind of really good advice for people who are doing Veganuary or are thinking about it and they think, I can't live without that thing, that you might have a swap for?
Yeah, so, I mean, for us it was slightly easier because we were on a vegetarian diet and then we swapped to veganism, so it was just about cheese. In terms of swaps, there are some things that you can have out there. You can have a naughty meal like sausage and mash, you
Ooh.
Know. Linda McCartney sausages, make your mash with alternatives. There's loads of alternatives out there.
Mm.
Milk alternatives. We have almond milk unsweetened because it is quite sweet anyway. You just got to be careful watching the sugar. So some of them have got added sugar in. But soy's nice. Coconut milk is gorgeous in a hot chocolate. They now do vegan whipped cream as well.
They don't?
Yeah.
From a proper canister?
Yeah, and I was so excited. I did squirt it directly into my mouth when we first got it.
Yes,
I will be honest with you.
Of course it did. When do you not do that, to be fair? If you have a can of whipped cream, that's the first thing you have to do.
That's true.
What about cheese? Because I know there are a lot of options for vegan cheese.
There are, and I will be completely honest about this. I can't stand vegan cheese. It smells bad. I don't think it tastes that good or adds anything to your meal. And it is actually quite unhealthy.
Is it?
Yeah, so what we tend to do... So a couple of nights ago, we had fajitas. By the way, I must confess, I do not do any of the cooking. I just receive the food and eat it. Mark is a champion. Yeah, absolute champion. So
Mark is your husband.
Mark is my husband. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I get in a bit later than him because I'm on the late shift, as you know, reading
yes.
the news. And so, yeah, he tends to have the food on the table, which is amazing. But with fajitas, hummus is your best friend. Hummus, maybe avocado, that kind of gives you a creamy texture to avoid cheese.
Because,
yeah, the vegan cheese, I don't like it.
Just on the, we were talking, I don't know if we've talked about eggs yet. I know eggs in baking, there's quite a few alternatives. So I've read that you can use mashed bananas, chia seeds, flax seeds, all these kind of things. But a fun fact that I tried once and it failed, but I think maybe people out there will be better than I, that you can use, instead of egg whites, you know, if you're making a meringue.
Yeah.
You can use something called aquafaba. Have you heard of
it? I've not heard of this.
Aquafaba is the liquid inside, you know, if you get a can of like chickpeas or kidney beans.
Use that all the time.
That liquid, you could make that into meringue, apparently. So that was amazing. What about alcohol? Because some alcohol isn't suitable for vegans.
Yeah, and do you know what? This is a bit disgusting, actually. So the only reason I know that is when I turn vegan, this will turn your stomach a bit.
Oh, no.
They actually use fish bladder when they kind of strain wine, I think.
Oh, why would you use?
I know.
Of all
and
the things?
And that, when you find that out, you think, I don't think I want that actually anyway. But yeah, that's the main thing. And I think sometimes raw egg or a bit of egg, which again makes me feel a bit queasy anyway. So in Morrison's at the moment, but I'm sure it's in most supermarkets as well, they now do a section of vegan wine. So that's a really good alternative.
Let's move slightly away, just for the last part, away from food and drink, because of course it's not just food and drink that animal products go into. Do you have opinions on things like makeup and toiletries and cleaning products? Because sometimes they have animal bits and bobs.
I mean, I really should do. And again, I will be brutally honest. I don't check absolutely everything that I use by any means. I know that Superdrug are really, really good for animal rights and not testing on animals. Mm. I would say probably the majority of stuff that I get, it isn't something that I check, but I do try and shop at places where you can do that. Mm. Ecova is another brand, so they do washing up liquid, because it sounds really silly, but it does extend even into if you're putting bleach in your toilet, where is that going? You know, fish in the sea, stuff like that. So, everything of your life could be sort of eco-friendly, and it's just how far you kind of want to take it, really.
Well, Lizzie, thank you very much for being our resident vegan for Veganuary.
I do get a lot of flack for it, by the way, in the office.
Oh, a little bit, but you fight back. Well, very well. Lizzie, thank you so much, and a huge good luck to anybody out there who is doing Veganuary or extending that further than January. Thank you very much, Lizzie.